Here's the first thing to know about the possible grant. This isn't about creating big statues in a public park.
They really want to support temporary installations. Most public art grants that are available either through the National Endowment for the Arts or public artworks, they want permanent things, the lasting things that will kind of become a part of the city's landscape. And this is very different. It's more about catalytic change, connecting people who wouldn't normally have connected, seeing lasting social issues addressed in a lasting kind of way, a permanent kind of way. Opening up dialogues that maybe weren't possible without some kind of artist intervention. So those are really some of the things they're looking for.
Some public artworks will emerge from the project, but the takeaways will be more about process. How can an artist's vision, and the double meaning is intended, contribute to communication between the public and the women and men who serve us in government?
The things I think the community will see happen will be artists helping to share information that comes out of city departments in a maybe more accessible way, to bring some awareness to the issues that the city deals with in terms of the housing shortages we're experiencing, rebuilding after a disaster, homelessness. I really feel strongly that artists can always offer a different view, a fresh set of eyes on something that maybe, you know, that needs to be tackled from all directions, not just, there's not one answer.
So give me an example of one city department and how having an artist embedded in that department could really be a game changer.
We've identified four departments that are up to the challenge of participating in a project like this. One is the department that the public art program is currently housed in, which is the Recreation and Parks Department. Having an artist in that department, I think, would provide us with an opportunity to look at rebuilding some of the fire-damaged parks in a new way, perhaps helping with integrating child-friendly park amenities, but from an artist point of view, or even perhaps just looking at, okay, how does the Rec and Parks Department support their community in these areas of housing, addressing homelessness, and fire recovery?
The other city departments slated to get an artist in residence are Housing and Community Services, Planning and Economic Development, and Community Engagement. The funder has gone so far as to help the finalist cities answer perhaps the toughest question of all about how art will make a difference in their communities.
Bloomberg Philanthropies has really dedicated this money specifically to an arts investigation of civic issues. That is their goal. And so when a public art program like Santa Rosa's sees this opportunity, we feel like it's a really good fit for us because our community is already looking at these issues. And perhaps this can raise awareness and drive some other changes and perhaps even more funding that can be the kind of, you know, the beds and meals type support. But for Bloomberg and for this grant opportunity, it really is to support the arts investigative component.
Tara Thompson, arts coordinator for the City of Santa Rosa. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.